This is DW News live from Berlin. The Fridays for Future movement is back, aiming to return climate change to the top of the political agenda. Around the world, from the Arctic to Australia, thousands of young protesters have returned to the streets for the first time since the outbreak of the pandemic. Also on the program, farewell to US Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, lying in state in the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., the first woman and the first Jewish person to receive that honor. And two people injured, one of them seriously, in a Paris knife attack. Several suspects have been arrested. The assault near the former office of the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo, the scene of a terror attack in 2015. I'm Phil Gale. Welcome to the programme. Fridays for Future climate protests have returned to the streets for the first time since the start of the pandemic in March. The rallies of mainly school children calling for improved climate protection policy went online when the coronavirus started spreading. But today, more than 3,000 climate strike events are taking place around the world. And DW has been to see what was happening here in Berlin.
Climate demonstrators were back on Berlin's streets for the first time in months after the coronavirus pandemic forced most protest actions online. Thousands flocked to the Brandenburg Gate, the city's most famous landmark, carrying banners and chanting slogans. Neither the threat of pouring rain nor the coronavirus could stop them.
There were young people, children with their parents, students, but also people from older generations, including a group of grandmas fighting against climate change. All were wearing masks and respecting social distancing. People told me they were happy to finally be able to go back to the streets to protest, thinking that during the coronavirus pandemic, the issue of climate change had been forgotten.
Protesters say the time is ripe to push governments to pursue the 1.5 degrees Celsius limit on the rise in global temperatures set by the Paris Climate Agreement. For me, the most important thing is to comply with the Paris Climate Agreement. The measures that are currently being taken in German politics or worldwide are not nearly enough to comply with the agreement. I want the goals that we have now set, that Europe has hopefully agreed on, to be implemented. They are ambitious goals, but I think they are realistic. The demonstrators are vowing to not give up the fight. They want the government to hear them loud and clear and to take action.
Now, the late U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg made history again on Friday as the first woman and the first Jewish American to lie in state in the U.S. Capitol building. As flags flew at half-mast, Democratic leaders Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer led Justice Ginsburg's coffin into the Capitol. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, who presided over her confirmation hearings as a senator back in 1993, was amongst those at Friday's ceremony. Let's get more from DW's Washington Bureau Chief, Innes Paul. Welcome, Innes. How is Justice Ginsburg being remembered today?
So today was the final goodbye to an American hero, I think, who stands like no other Supreme Court justice for equality. I think it is fair to say that she was like a radical liberal who changed America with her never-ending fought for equality and against discrimination.
Well, the president has said that he's going to reveal his nomination for Justice Ginsburg's replacement on Saturday, which Joe Biden is unhappy about. Why?
Right, he made it clear immediately after President Trump announced that he's going to pick Ruth Bader Ginsburg's successor tomorrow, that he, Joe Biden, thinks that the American people should decide whether they want to have a liberal or a conservative successor of her, meaning that the next president should pick the next Supreme Court justice. So, Phil, there are some major differences between Biden and Trump when it comes to gun rights and also when it comes to abortion rights.
Okay. Now, voting in November's election has already begun in some states. How is that? And what are the polls projecting?
Well, it's interesting. Since Joe Biden became the Democratic nominee for president, he is constantly ahead in the polls of Donald Trump. At the crucial state of Florida, this will be probably the deal maker for President Trump. If he loses Florida, he is in danger that he will lose the White House. In Florida, Joe Biden's figures are dropping down. So everybody kind of is now looking at this state in the United States.
And what are the issues getting voters excited or indeed depressed as you talk to them around the country?
Right, Phil, I had the chance to really travel different states, starting in the West Coast and making my way back through Washington. I would have expected that the pandemic really is dominating the decision, so to speak, from the voters, but it's actually not. It is, as always in the United States, abortion rights. We have many single-issue voters. They just would go for the president who is against abortion. Then it's obviously guns, but it's also the economy, because many, many people are suffering because of the COVID-19 pandemic. So many think that Donald Trump has the power, the energy to bring the United States out of this crisis. And this is another challenge Joe Biden is facing, because more and more people think that he might be too old and too weak to carry this country out of the current situation.
Mm-hmm. Ines Pohl in Washington, thank you. Let's take a look at some of the other stories making news around the world now. The Illinois teenager accused of killing two protesters in Kenosha has appeared at an online hearing to fight extradition to Wisconsin. Kyle Rittenhouse allegedly fired on the two during unrest over the police shooting and wounding of Jacob Blake in the city. His lawyers say he acted in self-defense. At least 22 people are dead after a military aircraft crashed in eastern Ukraine. The plane crashed while landing in the city of Chuhuiv. Authorities say there were two survivors who are said to be in a serious condition. Four people are still missing. Most of the victims are young military cadets. Turkish prosecutors have issued arrest warrants for 82 people, including a mayor and members of a pro-Kurdish opposition party. It's part of an investigation into deadly riots in 2014, sparked by anger at the government's perceived inaction against militants from the Islamic State group along the border with Syria. A British police officer has been shot dead inside a London police station while detaining a suspect. The incident took place inside Croydon Custody Centre in South London. The suspect was also shot and is in a critical condition. It's the first time since 2017 that a London officer has been killed in the line of duty. France's Interior Minister says a knife attack today's knife attack in Paris was clearly an Islamist act of terror. The incident left two people wounded, one seriously. A number of people have been arrested. The attack happened as a trial was underway of suspects in the attack on the offices of the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo in 2015.
A sickening sense of déjà vu in Paris's 11th arrondissement. First responders wheel out the victims at the very site of one of the most infamous attacks in the capital's history. The former offices of Charlie Hebdo, where 12 people died in 2015, shaking the foundations of the Republic. We heard shouts around midday. We ran outside, and that was all we saw before the police arrived. I saw a victim lying on the ground, covered in blood. That's when I panicked, and then people started panicking and shouting too. After savagely attacking the victims who were taking a smoking break, the principal suspect fled the scene. Police say they arrested the man nearby on the Place de la Bastille. They've also detained several more of his alleged associates in the attack's aftermath. Those injured in the incident, staff at a television production firm in Charlie Hebdo's former building. The magazine wrote on Twitter, "The entire Charlie team sends its support and solidarity to our former neighbours and colleagues at PTLV Films and at everyone touched by this horrible attack." French authorities have already opened an investigation into the attack. The French Interior Minister and the city mayor visited the scene. Anti-terror prosecutors are in charge of the probe into the incident. We've decided to launch an investigation into attempted murder with a terrorist motive, so crime associated with terrorism. French authorities are already calling this attack symbolic. It has happened right in the middle of a mass trial of 14 people in connection with the 2015 Charlie Hebdo massacre. That began what's been called France's war on terror. This incident signals that era isn't over yet.
We'll stay in France, where the cumulative number of coronavirus infections has passed 500,000 for the first time. The rising number of cases has led to the reimposition of restrictions that were lifted only a couple of months ago. In the Mediterranean city of Marseille, frustrated bar and restaurant owners protested after the government ordered them to close. The Prime Minister says that tighter measures are necessary across the country to prevent the kind of national lockdown seen in March. On Thursday, France reported more than 16,000 new infections and more than 6,000 people hospitalised with the virus.
Marseille on maximum alert as the number of COVID patients in intensive care surges. Non-emergency operations are being cancelled to keep critical care beds free. Authorities worry a second wave could overwhelm the healthcare system. To contain the flare-up, bars and restaurants in France's second-largest city will be forced to close for at least 15 days starting on Saturday. The decision has left many bar owners and staff seething. Some feel they are being unfairly targeted. We are unjustly punished, stigmatized. Fingers are automatically being pointed at us bars and restaurants. We're responsible for the rise in COVID cases in Marseille. It's nonsense. How and why are we responsible for this when we do everything to comply with the rules? But France's prime minister disagrees. Speaking on a TV program, he said the industry has contributed to the surge in COVID cases. Many people in cities see bars where a lot of people don't have masks and don't respect the social distancing measures, so they are hotbeds of contamination. Once again, we are three times more likely to be infected in a bar than in a normal business. Other French cities are also bracing for tougher restrictions. In the capital, Paris, bars and restaurants will have to shut at 10 p.m.
We'll take a look at the latest developments in the coronavirus pandemic. The United States has now recorded more than 7 million infections. That's the highest number in the world. The Spanish capital, Madrid, has imposed partial lockdowns in 8 additional areas with high infection rates. Spain's currently the worst hit country in the EU. And the United Nations is warning that the coronavirus may have more deadly consequences in Yemen than any other country. The war-torn state is struggling with multiple crises at the same time. Quick word of sport. Frankfurt kicked off match day 2 in Germany's Bundesliga on Friday night by beating Hertha Berlin 3-1 in the German capital. With Frankfurt already 2-0 up, Sebastian Rode fired in their third goal in the 71st minute, and it was a beauty. Rode's rocket flew past the reach of the outstretched Hertha goalkeeper. The win puts Frankfurt in first place for at least a day. Here's a reminder of our top stories at this hour. The Fridays for Futures school climate strikes resumed today around the world. Organisers say the scaled-down demonstrations will take place in line with coronavirus restrictions on social distancing. The pandemic means the weekly rallies are called by Swedish schoolgirl Greta Thunberg had to be held online. And the late US Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has laid in state in the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. She's the first woman and the first person of the Jewish faith to receive that honour. That's it. You're up to date to more world news at the top of the hour. Up next here on DW, Kate Ferguson has your business update. Have a good day.